Okay, this is Phoenix FM, and we're talking about Stand and Calling, Hertfordshire's annual music festival, which is back again this summer, and we have festival founder and director Alex Trenchard on the phone. Hello, Alex. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Really good, thank you. We've been covering Stand and Calling here on Phoenix FM for 5 years now, but I think this year is the strongest lineup yet. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. This is the 12th Stand and Calling that there's been, and it is by far... Yep, over all that time, it's the most exciting lineup we've ever had. I think it's taken a real step up this year. And I think people are also very excited. We've sold a lot more tickets than ever before. And I think a lot of that is to do with the lineup, but also I think word about the festival's getting round.
We've got some great names. I mean, we've got the headliners Orbital, Clean Bandit, and Grace Jones. Editors Kate Tempest, Katie Tunstall, Gary Newman, British Sea Power. I mean, these are all major festival acts that you've got here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long way from a festival that started in a back garden, but these are major festival acts, but they're also. You know, so we spend a lot of time thinking about how we program the bill. So this year it's really exciting to have Clean Bandit straight off the back of two number one singles. But at the same time to have acts, you know, that have been around for longer, like Grace Jones, who, you know, is a legend. And at a time in that world, that word is overused. In her case, it isn't. That's extremely exciting. Then Orbital, my first memorable festival memory was at Glastonbury in about 2003 or 2004 when Orbital played. And so for me, that one's very close to my heart. This is what really got me into festivals in the first place. But then, as you say, there is strength further down the bill with Gary Newman, but also Gary Newman and Editors, but also acts that are really beginning to break at the moment, like Nothing But Thieves, as well as, you know, Fickle Friends, Slow Club. So it's a broad bill, and it's a bill really for people who, you know, people who want to come with the family. Last year we had 3,000 under 13s, which meant we had to build a much larger kids area. But at the same time, you know, when the kids go to bed at 9, 10 o'clock, we have got a bit of a bill for people who want to let their hair down and stay up late into the evening. We're very excited that we've got Idris Elba himself taking a break from film to DJ on a Friday night.
Yeah, that's a major coup, that is. I mean, you managed to persuade him, and we couldn't help but notice that you've got two Phoenix FM DJs that have crept onto the poster over the last few days. Some guy called Steve Davis and another guy called Kavis Tarabi.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, I think they've got a show this evening. I was just looking on your website.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, Steve has been with us since 1996, I think. But it's really only the last few years that he suddenly, found another world of actually DJing to festivals, which I have to admit he's still rather bemused about. But he loves, you know, dearly. He really does.
So yeah, it's I've noticed Steve Davis doing quite a few festivals this summer. Is that all due to Phoenix?
I think it is due to Phoenix, really, because the first one he did was Block last year, and it was as a result of him doing an interview with Surgeon on his show on Phoenix, sort of techno legend. And Steve isn't particularly into one kind of music only. He loves a million different genres, but a lot of it is kind of weird and wonderful, and a lot of it now does cross over to festival audiences. And he's back at Glastonbury doing a DJ set for the second year this year, so another big coup for Standen.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I think he's on Sunday night, and then after him on it will be, I think, Faithless are doing a DJ set as well. So it's gonna, you know, Sunday's gonna end pretty strongly with Grace Jones, Steve, Faithless, and not to mention, you know, a pretty strong afternoon, which includes Katie Tunstall, Editors, and a number of other acts. So yeah, we are really excited about this year. Feels really strong. And ticket sales are really, really good.
There's a theme every year, isn't there? So what do you have lined up this year?
So So we build it. Each year we build a world. We spend a lot of time and effort on the set design. And so this year the theme for all this world we're going to create is Tales of the Enchanted Valley, which is a kind of loosely a sort of fairy tale, folklore, sort of legends of the past, a sort of mix mash that gives something for everyone, you know, something for the adults and something for the kids. And we've already got loads of plans of, you know, we'll be building a castle with a town square, There's going to be a gingerbread house. There's going to be in the woods. They've got a couple of stages in woods, so there'll be plenty of space for people to get lost by and then get gobbled up by the big bad wolf. So it is something that's really coming together, but, you know, and that's something I think that makes Dan and Corny unique.
There's entertainment for all ages, isn't there? Because you do a lot with families as well. I mean, you already mentioned the number of families who come, but what have you got lined up for them this year?
So for the families, well, I've got an 8-year-old son, and he's obsessed with Horrible Histories. So we booked Horrible Histories to open the main stage on Saturday. So he's very excited about that. And then beyond that, we've got loads of different activities in the kids area, ranging from, you know, the usual craft to, DJing sessions, tutorials for the slightly older kids. We've got some theatre, and it's an area actually that we're spending, you know, more and more time focusing on. This year's program's going to be great.
Now, all festival goers know that festival foods can be good and could be bad, and it can be very bad, but at Stand and Calling you take it very seriously, don't you?
Yeah, food is increasingly important, I think, at all types of events, and, you know, from the amount of food that we see on TV and everywhere, people, you know, everyone is obsessed with food, so it's important to do it well, but we sort of want to do it our own way, you know. Our Stand and Calling, we like nice things, but we like them delivered in a sort of down-to-earth way. We're not really about the pretentiousness of celebrity chefs and whatnot. What we want to do is to give people the best possible food that they can have at a price that doesn't really cost, you know, the earth. And so what we focus on is, I've got a guy called Nigel Birch who runs all my food. Nigel spends his time travelling all around the UK, picking the very, very best street food people that he can find. So what that means is, the amount of choice at Stand and Calling is just is extremely broad. There's something from everyone, from, you know, from the simple stuff, like everyone wants to have a baked potato. You need to do the staples as well as you need to do all the kind of the more kind of upmarket stuff well. And that's what you really get at Stand. And the best pizza you'll have in a festival field. On the Sunday, we'll be doing a Sunday roast for people who want to have a sit down meal, and that will be again the best Sunday roast that you can have. So it's something that it matters a lot to us, but in a way that people, you know, they can eat on them. People at festivals want, you know, they're there to see music, they're there to do some, you know, to be enjoying themselves with their family. So we want to deliver that to them in a way that they can eat on the move, but also eat really well.
Yeah, great. I've just made a note saying best festival pizza on my notepad in front of me. So, yeah, I think we'll be reviewing that later. Okay. Stand and Calling, yeah, taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July in Standen. You're just a couple of miles outside Bishop Stortford. Now, we're in Essex, but you're only about 40 minutes away, and I reckon you're nearer than the V Festival in Chelmsford to us once you factor in the traffic times. I mean, it's a nice part of the country, isn't it?
It's a lovely part of the country. Yeah, it's Hearts Essex borders, really. The festival takes place in Rolling Hills. Half of the festival it still takes place in the original manor house where it all started 12 years ago, and even it also has a swimming pool, although you're advised to get there early because it is very popular. It is a beautiful part of the country. If you haven't been, you should go and get your tickets soon, because we are expecting to sell out relatively soon.
Cool. Well, tickets are on sale at your website, standen-calling.com. You can pick up tickets from there. Alex, thank you very much for chatting with us to tell us all about the festival, and we're looking forward to this year's event.
Fantastic. We're looking forward to catching up with you all there, and especially to Steve and Cavers' set on the Sunday night.
Great. Thanks a lot, Alex. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Cheers.